it's actually difficult to say, given the recurrence of rebellions and rebel movements and attempts to overthrow President Deby's regime. So it's actually very soon, very early to give an assessment. But it looks serious, actually, because it wasn't expected at all that President Deby's regime might be in such a danger right before the deployment of the European force. So it looks like the last attempt of the rebels to unite their forces for a common aim, which is to topple President Deby out of power. It looks like this attempt made in December is bearing some fruits.
Yeah, those European forces, which have not yet entered the country, they're waiting for things, I believe, to quiet down. They're heading towards the east, near Darfur. Is there any concern on the part of the rebels or any interest on the part of President Deby to have those troops in the country as fighting breaks out?
Actually, the presence of the European force for President Deby's regime stability is important. It's extremely important. As long as the European force was not entitled also to enhance democratic and governance structures, which had, President Deby was quite happy with the UN resolution allowing the deployment of the European force, because it was conceived as a strictly humanitarian deployment, a strictly humanitarian operation, not at all a political, which, according to me, was a mistake, because the problem of Chad is not a humanitarian problem. There are huge humanitarian challenges in the eastern Chad, but these humanitarian problems are just the manifestation of deeper and more serious problems, which are the political system, the monopolization of power by President Deby, and then more and more autocratic rule in Chad. The problem of Chad, and one of the reasons why rebel movements are so recurrent in that country, is due to the fact that President Deby doesn't allow any kind of civilian opposition to flourish or to prosper in the country. So the only recourse they might have in order to express political divergences is actually a violent.
Who are the rebels, and what kind of thinking do they bring with them in terms of pluralism and democracy, or is this simply one tribal group against another tribe?
Political actors are more warlords than any kind of visionary with political programs. And if you look at the composition of the actual rebel movements, what you'll see is that they are all, or at least concerning the most important rebel movements, which are the three ones that are allegedly now attacking N'Djamena, they are all led by former collaborators, very close collaborators of President Deby. I'm talking about Timan Erdemi. Timan Erdemi is President Deby's nephew, and he's leading one of the rebel movement. Also talking about Mahamat Nouri. And Mahamat Nouri was, until 2 years ago, he was a very influential member, a general in the army of Chad. And the third movement is also led by someone who used to be a high-ranking civil officer. So these are people who were also part of this regime. So I don't think that they want to topple President Deby to establish a democratic rule in Chad.
What role would a change of leadership in Chad have on the geopolitical situation of that area of Central Africa?
Many coups or coup attempts in Chad have been supported, have been backed, have been logistically prepared in Sudan. President Deby knows it very well, because his own coup 17 years ago was also organized from the Darfur region. So Sudan is very critical in engineering regime change in Chad. So a regime change engineered and backed by Sudan might have enormous consequences. A regime change led by Sudan in Chad will, to my own point of view, even worsen the situation in Darfur.